Blog Talk Radio.
Shabaka Sankori with our co-hosts Che and Krumah, also Jesse Parrish running for mayor of Denver. We have Lady Che with us as well, too. Tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is just where are we? And what I mean by just where are we, off in the last 50 years of how we had countermanded, you know, progress for us economically, politically, and educationally. Of how other groups is benefiting off of our suffrage through the civil rights movement and what have you. and human rights on the long run as well, too. But it seems that black men are at the lower rung of the economical strata here in the United States, with massive unhoused neighbors and homelessness throughout various cities here in the United States. And then when we as a people try to come together and deal with our issues that affect us as a community within our community, then we are viewed upon in some cases as racist, anti-other groups, and things of this nature right here. And it just don't add up. And the air date of this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is October 4th, 2022. So we're going to make a greetings here and introduce our producer and co-host, the one and only Brother Che Nkrumah. Brother Che, how's things going on in Denver, Colorado this evening, sir?
Things are going good, Shabaki. Can you hear us clearly?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
We have a caller, 810, last 4-16-15. What's your name and where are you calling
sir.
From?
TB Wahid.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, good.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, good, good, good. You know, and then the conversations that we discussed, you know, over the internet and what have you, about just what's wrong with us, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in these current times here of 2022, and being up here, being old now, looking back over the last 50 years of how we have thoroughly digressed our progress, meaning degression is the opposite of progression. And that's exactly what we've done. And why are we not controlling our own banks, our own educational systems, our own factories and manufacturing plants and high-tech firms? Why is it that when we go for higher education, you know, the first thing in our mindset is, well, I want to go out here and get a good job, as opposed to starting up a business, creating more jobs? And recently over here in the Los Angeles area, over in Leimert Park, you got a lot of our sisters over there who are becoming entrepreneurs with various fashion wear, various, what do they call that there? You know, cakes, selling cakes, you know, things of that nature right there, snacks and whatnot. But however, that's a great accomplishment. But why they're not mentioning black men who is trying to do some entrepreneurial things as well, too. And I know for a fact there's a whole lot of brothers out there, you know, trying to do the right thing, got ideas, making money. But how do we pool these resources to help our gross national product? And just like as the narrative says, and we ain't deviating from it, tangibles. 2022, $100 trillion. Cut the friggin' check. See?
Yep.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on that there, Brother Che and Sister Sister Badia?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Yes, ma'am, clearly.
Okay. I think, you know, I'm constantly asking myself that question all the time. I think that one of the things that we, some of us, fail to do or are failing to do is making the connections with those that are on the same page. And
right.
I remember listening to a brother speak about that, and he said, we're not connecting the dots. And he said,
exactly,
we're not connecting the dots with each other in every city, in every state, in whatever profession, whatever job that you have. I think that if we can start right there, and I know a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that, you know, want to have negative responses to it, but you know that's the start. You have to make the connection. It's your network, and then
right.
you go
exactly.
from there. You know what I'm saying? And we have to attack. There's a lot of things we have to attack. Okay, because, you know, I see it every day in working in education with the young people, right? The influence is very heavy with this negative music. It's not music, okay?
Exactly.
It's like they tell them what to wear. You know, you might, you know, when they babble about it, you know, what, from the socks to the tennis shoes to the car they drive to the damn hat they, you know, we got to get rid of this negative, you know, this influence. Influence music. But it's not music.
Right, the negative influence of the music.
It's got the kids' minds is wrapped around their minds like a. I don't even know what to explain, how to explain how warped. You know, you can't halfway get in if they're not being taught at home about their history and culture, and then they have that. It's hard to reach. You know.
Oh yes, ma'am. Indeed, and to prove your point even further is that I saw a video on TikTok or something of a 30-year-old man who was making a statement about that there was elders amongst them who was talking about the Emmett Till case. And then, of course, you know, what's the woman's name, Carolyn Bryant, who lied about it, where she finally admitted years later after the brutal torture and mayhem of young Emmett, that she had lied about it, and they were saying, serving her a warrant. Oh, yeah, I say most definitely go pick her ass up, you know what I mean? But what it is black family, is that when it comes to black men networking and innovating and entrepreneurship and what have you, see, they try to keep us away from that information and ideas and even discouraging ideas to make attempts to do it. You see,
yeah, by keeping your mind, they keep their mind on the hustle, on the negative hustle.
Well, exactly. Right. Well, you know, that's fast money, fast girls, fast cars, you know, fast way to get killed as well, too. That's the part they don't emphasize on. And then our young people, I do believe with the proper training and the proper education and the proper influence, you know, from the elders doing positive things, you know, we'll flip it, say, within the next 25 to 50 years. Say, well, we will maintain, you know, whatever's coming in the future through environmental disasters or whatever, our self-preservation.
Well, my brother, I'm hoping that it takes place quicker than that, because I've been meeting several young people who said they've been being educated on their history and become interested in it through TikTok. Because every time you watch, you can see it on Instagram. I mean, you know, yeah, we see it on Facebook, but you know, there's a lot of young people on TikTok, and so they're learning about some of this stuff that they're not getting in these schools in the history classes.
Exactly,
they're learning it on TikTok.
Oh, absolutely. And if anybody's out there that hears us, you know, we research our stories. And if you got some information, if you agree with us or disagree with us, please give us a call. And the number is 516-418-5996. And we are still waiting on you Biden supporters, you know, to give us a call and talk about all the great progress that he did for black people and all that. But however, you know, from what I'm seeing, you know, from my observation, you know, being an old so-and-so, you know, is the exact opposite. I mean, out here in California, the damn price of gas is $7 a gallon. $7. And the cheapest that you get, you know, is to be like, say, $6.
I really don't know. I don't know what my contribution and, you know, what I can tell you is that, like, I'm going, you know, as in my everyday life, I tend to watch and observe, and what I'm seeing, like you asked the question, what is happening to us? Well, you know, this lackadaisical, complacent attitude, you know what I'm saying? You're happy with your trinkets, you know, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with getting an education, but if you just, if that's all you have to base yourself on, I mean, you can't hand that down. You can't hand that down. All you can do is say, you got to get a good education, you know, to make it in this world, and then you graduate in debt. You know what I'm saying? And you
exactly.
And half the time, they don't even research where the master's degree come from. A master's degree is the name of some white man who put his name on there. So you feel like you really accomplished. Look, Dr. Amos Wilson said, you know, you go to these schools and you learn how to think in white thought. You don't learn how to think in, you're not thinking in black thought. And that is heavy. That is heavy.
Oh, indeed.
And,
Dr. Carter G. Woodson had touched on that, you know, and he was did a lot of work in education out there in Chicago about the miseducation of the Negro. And to prove your point even further, sister, you got a whole lot of these miseducated Negroes teaching other miseducated Negroes, where it's not education, it's more like programming of social engineering, experimentation. Oh, you know, with all this high-tech stuff, it's even getting more and more intensified. Yeah, you see what I mean? But we on a collective basis, you know, we're busy worried about this, that, there, the other. You see? But other groups, you know, when it comes to their self-preservation, oh, they come together real quickly. Even if they have their own internal conflicts. You see?
A lot of them, they walking around the skin folk, they don't think nothing is happening. When you talk like this, they think you're crazy.
Oh, well, see, ma'am, that's just it, though. What is that there, Brother Parrish? The Stockholm Syndrome.
Yep, Stockholm Syndrome and cognitive dissonance.
Yes, sir, and see, and with us as a people in our history and, you know, in this hemisphere of the West, you know, through the Maafas, Dr. Marimba Ani referred to it as. We've come a long way, black family, but we got a whole lot more to go. And this is why, you know, this platform is open to those, you know, of our descent, and any knowledge that you want to drop on any topic and whatnot, you're more than welcome to give us a call and or inbox us at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhance on Facebook. Message us there or follow us on Twitter at Shabaka capital EXP, you know, with your comments, questions, and concerns, and even some ideas on some subject matter that we need to discuss, is because we deal with our experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. All right, Brother Paris, another issue that I want to bring up on here is this reparations here in California, is because it's kind of like with the situation that's happening in California. It's kind of could set a trend across the nation. Is because when California does something, you know, then like Colorado will follow suit in various key states in the elections, you know, the midterms coming up, you know, follow suits and things of that nature right there. With us not having no cohesiveness, you know, on a domestic basis and on an international basis, makes us totally vulnerable, you see, to the financial markets of the world and the money markets of the world, particularly with checking out of England. Who was that? Queen Elizabeth II, who checked out of England. And then her son is now the King of England now. Right, the third, all right, so a lot of the nations, you know, who are colonized by them, I think Jamaica's one of them and a few others, you know, that they had, it stated that they pretty much going to be going about their own independent way, you know, not at
the sun didn't set on the British Empire. So they had everywhere from Asia all the way to Africa, North America, South America.
Right.
In between.
Yeah, but the Spaniards and the Portuguese mainly had South America, you know, and then like the British, they had the United States, Barbados, the Bahamas, Jamaica, and then also to Hong Kong at one time that they, and the Portuguese had Macau, you know, taking all the resources out there, things of that nature as well, too. And then, of course, as we all know, why they used to call this place called Cape Town. Off the southern coast, what I refer to as Zania, but they call it South Africa. Okay, and as we know, the story of the Dutch of how they went in, settled that, and was bringing all the resources, you know, to the halfway point, you know, from India and Asia and what have you, up into Europe, and then just like what they was doing with the transatlantic slave trade, mainly on the west coast, of bringing them here, our people here to the Americas. And they're those who says we don't need reparations, need them modified, you know, trying to water it down, make it more difficult for you not to get. But one thing that white America will not say on a collective basis is it was our sweat, blood, and misery and broken bones that built the industrial wealth of the United States, if not the whole damn Western Hemisphere.
Right. Well, they were trying to delay it.
And this is the type of stuff. Yeah, and this is the type of stuff that they don't discuss, you know, to our young people in school. And don't get me wrong, we all love sports, you know, we all love hanging out, you know what I mean, and all of that. But even still, though, as Sister was saying, is, you know, that the educational system and the programming of the educational system is more like it didn't go, it went from basic educational to 3 hours reading, writing, and arithmetic, but now it's gone to straight out, you know, programming for self-destruction.
Yeah.
And what makes it so damn bad is that when those who are implementing this don't even realize they're doing it. See?
It's on autopilot at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like a cruise control on your car, so you got to shut it off, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's why we want to give a shout out there, you know, to other RBGs and also to pro-black platforms, you know, Kevin Barnes with Outlaw Radio, Jay Dizzle with Black Eye Stand, Jonathan Bourne, Knowledge, Do the Knowledge Radio and what have you, Jonathan Bourne Outlaw. Shout out to them and all black media was having it.
Shout out to
happened.
The new black media. Shout out to the new black media.
Shout out to Rob Mel Understanding.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the Anchorman Mel Understanding.
The Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Statement to hospital.
That is the max,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also to here to our. And shout out there to our East Coast correspondent, to, you know, Brother Isaiah, you know, they're from Baltimore, you know. Yeah, and he's coming along with his music.
Shout out to all the prisoners.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama's on strike, she's saying.
Yeah, shout out to them prisoners because they don't want to be slaves no more. So they are on strike over there. Shout out to them. May they hold their ground and keep themselves safe as they get their needs met by the strike. You know.
Speaking of strikes, whatever happened to Rikers Island?
I haven't read anything in a while. Hope y'all can hear me. I'm all the way in the back. I haven't read anything. I just read this recent article about the prisoners. In the Alabama prison filing complaints and going on hunger strikes and all this so that they can not be treated like we've been stating for a long time, slaves, modern day slaves, you know, and that's really what it is. There's been articles about it this last week talking about that they don't want to be treated like that no more, and they shouldn't have been treated like that in the first place. The prison system should never have been built like that, you know. That's my opinion. I just want to shout them out because they've been holding their ground for a minute. So thought that that was something to shout out.
Yeah, so we lost Shabaka. Sister
Waheed,
are you still with us?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Before Shabaka got onto a tangent, I was going to talk about the reparations in California. So a few months back, Black family, I called into the hearing, and me and several other people were able to get them to pass eligibility for the reparations. So you have to be able to prove that you're a descendant of American chattel slavery. You have at least one parent or one descendant that came from slavery in the South, and that was the eligibility. Well, recently, they brought forth a bill which was going to delay the task force for another year and do away with the eligibility clause. Luckily, after 2 days of testimony, which I tried to call in again, and unfortunately I was unable to get in, the task force decided, or rather Gavin Newsom, the governor, decided to veto the bill. So the task force is still on schedule. It looks like they have until June of 2023 to get everything finalized. And then they'll start dishing out checks sometime in late 2023, early 2024.
For reparations for Afro-Americans in this country.
Yeah, for foundational Black Americans, descendants of American slavery, yep. Otherwise known as African Americans, but we're defining ourselves. That term was given to us via Jesse Jackson.
Which term was that?
African American.
Well, I don't say African American. I say I am Afro American in this country. You know? Mm-hmm. And I know some of us want to call us, I don't know. You know, we get caught up in calling ourselves these different things. And it's like sometimes I think some of us are so confused. We don't even know what to call ourselves. All I know is that I am a descendant from the motherland. You know, I don't know which tribe, but I'm going to find out. And then on top of that, you know, my mother was from Panama, you know. My dad is, you know, Native American and Black, you know, mm-hmm. but like I said, in my household, it was Black first.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's just like I'm saying, I don't know what we're going to focus on to call ourselves. You know, I know I'm, you know, we can't, you know, then you got them, some of these people, you know, they want to cancel Africa out. You know what I'm talking about? We've been here. I get that. We've been here. You know what I'm saying? Our people was traveling before other folk was traveling.
Yeah.
So I get that part. But you can't, you know, cancel Africa out. How the hell you, how do you think that you got, you know, look the way you look so beautiful? You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. You know, so are we going to focus on one thing to call ourselves, or are we going to just keep, you know, going back and forth like this? I mean, I asked myself this before social media. You know what I mean? This is like something new, stuff that's been going around in my head. You know, and then it's like the last time when we talked, I asked myself, you know, I keep all these different, I get it, you know, Black people talk and they say, well, we're foundational Black Americans, but like I said before, you know, it's like, you know, I don't, you know, want to, you know, continuously come you know, divide myself from my other brothers and sisters throughout this global diaspora. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody has experienced something, whether they were in this country or not. Slavery was not just in America. So,
right.
And I understand we got to focus on ourselves over here. I get that. But I'm saying if we keep doing these different things, we're going to divide ourselves among ourselves. You know,
well,
I mean, this is just something, like I said, this is my thoughts that I've had before, way before social media. So we got to stop doing that too. You know what I'm saying? While we're doing that, getting this together, we also got to figure out how we're going to come together, because they did it for themselves, regardless of their differences. They did this for themselves to monopolize on us. They came together because they knew that eventually we were going to come together. But we keep navigating back and forth from each other, back and forth from each other. Like, really, what, I'm just trying to, we had to get this together. It's not just about what they've done and what they continue to do. What really what we keep doing to each other.
Yeah. Well, we were taught to hate ourselves and anything that looked like us. In regards to naming ourselves or what we should go by, our classification changes every like 20 years. I know when I was born, my birth certificate said black. It didn't say African American. It didn't say Afro American. It said black.
Mine didn't even have a race on it. Mine doesn't even have a race on it. I'm biracial too. However, I put it like this. After I had to reawaken and really kick all that shit out that I learned from being programmed. You know, my entire life feels like just if we listen to them programmed us, everything is a goddamn lie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've reprogrammed and kicked all of that out and re-educated myself with everything that, you know, that I never knew about where we come from and where we come from, our history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the atrocities and everything that's been before us and probably come after us. Everything I learned this whole last 2 years. I know that the most important thing is we're at war. And I remember the first time Jesse had said one time, he said, you got to pick a side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the only side I ever know was black first. You know, that's the side.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the side I was on before I kicked out all that mixed biracial conversation, because it was really difficult. It was difficult when you're like this, when you're as light as me, having to, and you have to constantly deal with, you know, certain acts of colorism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. and you've been programmed. Your conversation is all over the place. Once I kicked all of that out and re-educated and I made a firm, like, no going back, I wouldn't have went back anyway, but I've, like, officially just said it out loud. This is what I am. Whether you like it or don't like it, this is what I am. This is who I am. This is what it is. Black first regardless. You know what I mean? I find it that you're right. Both of you are right that the terminology, the wording, all of that is it's just a tiny portion to what is actually the main problem and or the main situation, which is being made whole, which is owed, a debt that is owed. You know, that is the main And you're right. You're right. Absolutely. You know, we separate ourselves. I don't really think we're really separating ourselves from all our brothers and sisters in the and all of the diaspora, I think we're separating ourselves from just coons. I think that's really what we should separate ourselves from.
Right.
Them, the ones that mean to cause us harm, the ones that mean to not allow us to progress, leave a legacy for our children, the ones that don't want us to have the nuclear
yeah.
family,
mm-hmm.
husband, the black
yep.
husband, the black queen, the black child.
That's what I say. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I say.
That's what
exactly.
we need to define, the separation. I don't think it's really everybody that's all of our brothers and sisters that come from different areas, because we're all from different areas. At the end of the day, I think it's just the coons. We should just separate ourselves from the coons, the dedicated house Negro, the motherfucking, you know what I mean? The bad witches. You know, we just separate ourselves from them, because they're never going to
mm-hmm.
be on our side and want the same
mm-hmm.
things we want. And we're
mm-hmm.
going to end up having to
mm-hmm.
eliminate them anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That,
mm-hmm.
I think you're on the right the title.
You're right, absolutely. Because I remember one time I was I was on Facebook, and I'll never forget it. There was a discussion going on. I can't remember what it was about, but it was about, you know, it was about black people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother said, we're one of the largest biracial groups in America. And I never heard it like that. And I said, you know, he's right. You know, because mm-hmm. Julian Brown said, you know, the slave master was never that far from the plantation houses, ever.
Ever.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying we really don't, well, we, you know, need a lot of names, you know. We know we come from the motherland. So, I mean, somebody told me that African American is for the people who were born in Africa. And that Afro-American stands for the people, for us that weren't born in Africa, but descend from Africa. So I guess there's two distinctions between those two. But I'm saying that, you know, we got to figure this out, and we got to, you know, not just think, we know what they've done and what they continue to do, but what are we, you know, like what the question for the show is, what is happening to us? Well, what are we doing to each other? How do we harm each other? What are we doing to each other right now? If we're just thinking about these things we're talking about tonight, some of the stuff we got to get off of so that we can make some moves. See?
Yeah.
And one of the things, other thing we got to get up off of is this white social media.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about everything over there on the plantation. You know, I had to think about it. What kind of mess is that? You know what I'm saying? And then some of us get up on Facebook. I've been on Facebook there for 60 years. Like, everybody is bragging about it. I don't care how long you've been in Facebook jail. So now you're telling me that just like those that walk up in the prison system, they want to brag about they done been to prison. So here you is bragging that you done been to Facebook jail. Like, that gives you several notches. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just get up off of this and go on there and support the brothers? Because there's plenty of black social media sites. Get up off of this beast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or is
right.
this a popularity contest or something? You know, everybody knows everybody on Facebook or something. They don't want to get off. I think it's time for us to get off.
Well, the only reason why I'm on it because I'm running for campaign. If I wasn't running
I
for campaign.
I got that.
I myself, personally, I'd rather read books than watch movies. I think that as the last 2 years, I've actually paid attention to it because Jess is running for office and whatnot. I feel like it's caused me more anxiety, more stress, and internal health issues just because the everything is so right there in your face.
You
so
can't
funny,
say nothing.
So
no.
You can't
so,
say
ain't nothing. You can't say the truth.
Nope.
It's straight up
right.
fashion.
I mean, it don't.
You know, we radicalize regardless when we speak the truth. That's how they label us. You know, And that's the white media doing it. Anybody else on the street, if we have these conversations, we met all, us three met in the street, and we had this whole conversation, neither three of us would look at each other like we was some old motherfucking extremist, some old radical ass shit. No, in fact, we probably all look at each other like, yeah, they are cool. All right, see you later. Peace, my sister. Peace, my brother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And right here, we're looked at as the worst of the worst and the ones that they really need to watch out because, man, these three are, this group of intelligent black first thinkers can change the world, and we don't want that. You know what I mean? So it's horrible. It's horrible. We can't just be ourselves.
Well, you know what? See, that's what I'm saying. I remember hearing Dr. Umar speak one day. And he said it. He said it that the Irish, the Polish, you know, anything that was white, they came together. Even though at first they were fighting amongst each other, then they said, "Wait a minute! If we don't stop, these black people are gonna take over." So I'm asking a question: when is we gonna do the same goddamn thing? You see what I'm saying? They didn't care where the hell they came from, what walk of life, what faith they were, and all this other stuff that we argue about. They came together, and they got their stuff together, and look. Okay, I'm just tired of this, you know, enough with the rhetoric, you know, what are the solutions? That's what we're talking about. And then I understand, my brother, you know, that you on there, you know, you're doing your thing for the running. So I get that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this everyday stuff, about our stuff on this plantation. And we got black people that have black social media sites. I don't understand why we're still over here. You know what I'm saying? Telling our secrets, telling our thoughts. I'm not. Look, it's time to. We can't keep doing this like this.
Right.
I think part of the problem too, sister, is that, you know, black people, some black people, let me say it like this, who got the media outlets, they want so much money to...
Nah, it's only one that wants it. There's only one so far. And I know two of them right now, they ain't asking for a dime.
MelanatedPeople.net is free.
Now, MelanatedPeople.net, and I'm going to tell you something about him. He does have a point. But he has different packages that you can get. I'm not afraid of helping the brother with no money to liberate our people. I'm not. So it's like you can make a choice on how much money you're going to give. Now, we'll do it for the white man, some of us.
Yeah.
I won't come fucking complain. Excuse my language.
No,
so
you're right.
We got to get up off of that, too. We got to get up off of that. Got to get up off of that. You know, so it's like, you know, there's different ones. You know, it's two of them I know right now. They got enough money that they didn't have to do that because them bells and whistles cost money. Them lies cost money and different stuff and little emojis and stuff like that, you know. So, he got one for $5 a month. He got one for $25, and I think he got one for $100 a year, I think it is. So it's not really all that bad, you know what I'm saying? But the money goes to help us.
Okay.
He got it all figured out. That's Melanated People.
With MelanatedPeople.net. I had an account. I don't know if I still have it, though, because they deactivated
RZA, they knocked RZA off of Instagram and off of TikTok, and RZA went to Melanated People. That's where he at now.
Okay.
I like his all his dialogue. That man is very intelligent.
Yeah.
And he knows more than some of us know, you know. I watched an interview with him on I think it was
Happy Network.
The Happy Network, yeah. I watched the interview with him and he broke down everything from the shot to the white man's plans of production.
How to with black people endangered or black people at war.
Diet, he broke down exercise.
Everywhere.
I really found that a very a very insightful interview that tells me well.
Oh, the global agenda destroyed black people. That's what.
That's what he said.
You know, look at how we powered. Look at how we powered Facebook up. And
Facebook
just the way black people power Facebook up, we can power our own up.
Right.
Yeah.
But we don't. We some of us don't do it because we just sit back up, sit up on here. I don't know. I'm guilty for staying on here, but I'm gonna get off because I've been moving my stuff off. But you know, I get. You know, you got friends. Some people say they got family. Okay, I get that. Keep your page. But move your major issues that you want to talk about. Don't talk about them over here.
Yeah, I think as a people too, we need to have some confidence about this and just make that move.
Right.
You're absolutely right. We stuck over here.
We need a mass exodus from white social media.
Yeah. We gotta build that confidence in ourselves. Man, you're absolutely right. That's
what I'm saying. So. When we ask the question about what is happening to us, we need to look. This is a good question to ask.
Well,
so, how much are we allowing to happen to us? I ask myself, what do we do to each other? Do we even know? Have you ever even sat down and thought about it? Now, this is one of the things to think about because we really, other than advertising your business or something like that. We really don't need to be talking about our personal issues over
on social media.
We just don't.
No, we don't need to be airing all our dirty laundry on social media.
You're right.
Especially media that we don't control.
Right.
Exactly.
You're right. And we can't, you know, Jason Blake, what's up, said we can't be emotional about some shit. When we get thrown in Facebook jail or shit gets took to death because we don't own it.
Right.
You know? So we can't get emotional about it.
Yeah, I think they done shadow banned Jason Black. He didn't do a broadcast all last week.
I know. That's crazy.
Last week or last month, I kept trying to post something up that I had talked about.
My page is still restricted. I just got out of Facebook jail like maybe a week ago. They locked me out of my account. I finally got back into my account and my page is still restricted.
They took off two of my shows in the last 2 weeks on YouTube, saying I violated content even though I had a copyright
They don't care.
They're taking our stuff down, especially lately, if it's not my platform, and we're talking about it's pretty raw. We're just talking about the candidates or the political stuff going on in the city or some real ugly. I mean, just fighting white supremacy real hard, right? And they took my shit down. I just kind of gave it the shoulder shrug. It was like, it don't even matter what I say to have
my sister. I don't even think that we friends I need to know
the messenger thing, so I could add you. Because I talked to you about this a few shows back about doing a build.
I'm going to add you to the group.
Yeah.
All right? I can't do it unless we're friends, though. So I'm about to...
Are you talking about
just friend me. I'm trying to tell her I'm one of the friends so I can add her to the group.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, it'll come under seduction, though.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, it'll come under that.
Yeah, do it. Take her to it now so I can do it.
Yeah, because I listened to all your voice clips on my baby's messenger stuff because we're right now we're on the same computer and every time you send one it'll come up I'm like, hey, and I listen to it. Like the voice book, we talk for like 2-3 minutes. That's it. Or you talk about a
Oh, you talking about the
lesson.
My story? You talking about the yeah, real?
No. Talk about the lounge.
The
you
real?
The teacher's lounge.
Yeah, the lounge.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, that's the one I want to put you in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dude is in there. Jess is in there, so I hear everything. But I'm all over the place. And I hear it, I'm like, man, I've been watching a little video. Sometimes you throw a video up at you. Yeah,
well,
I think it's like a video.
And see, I tried to do that, like, because they put me on restriction. And I tried to do one, like I said, a couple of weeks ago. And it just kept spinning. I just, just forget it. And I was done with it. So I just put it up on YouTube. Because I 2 years ago, I started my YouTube. I figured what I wanted to do with it. Well, I had the YouTube channel for like since 2010, 11. I didn't know what I wanted to do with it.
Yeah. You could have been monetized by now.
I know. I ain't know what I wanted to do, but now I do. And it's growing. You know, I'm like, I looked on there, I had 14, and now I'm almost up to 100. You know?
That's how mine is.
I think I have, like, what, 15 people subscribed?
No, you got, like, 20-something. I think you're at 30-something now.
I ain't got friends. I don't even promote my shit. I, like, mostly I just get on there to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And I just let it go
but
because
it's
therapeutic.
I ain't even gonna say it right now, but I'm gonna hit y'all up, weekend and see what you're doing. Cause I'm telling you, the vision I'm saying is that we really gotta clean up. We gotta focus on, looking at and identifying the things that we do that is hindering us in house. And like my sister just said, and she hit it on the nose, on the hammer on the nose when she said, what she said. When she said that, what was that you said, sister? You said about, I'm losing my train of thought.
Hey, you need to go to bed.
Huh?
Oh, it sound like you need to go to bed.
I really do, because I got to get up at 5 in the morning. But when she was, I know it's just something I just can't, my mind is just like.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We got another caller. Sorry, caller 206, last 4-7-4-0-4. What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's good? This is Jay Dizzle in Houston, by way of Seattle.
Hey, what's up, Jay Dizzle? Appreciate you calling in. Liberated Media in the building.
Please,
Liberated Minds Media in the building.
Yes, sir.
So the Queens were just... talking real quick, and then the topic for tonight's show is what's happening to the people.
Yes, I'm gonna message you later on tonight. You can check it out when you wake up. Sister Wahida.
Yeah.
Yes, she's still here.
Yeah, I'll message you on Messenger later on tonight, and you just hit me back.
I remember it. I remember what you said. I remember what you said. You said, get rid of the you know what. And that's exactly what we need to do.
Yep, got to get rid of them cones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm going to get on off of here, and I'll listen to the rest of the show, but I'll hit y'all up over the weekend.
Okay. Take care, sister. Appreciate you calling
Peace,
in.
Love,
as always.
Light.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Peace, love, and light.
Light power.
Like that.
Brother Jay Dizzle.
Welcome,
yes,
buddy.
So
yes,
I think I think you've been going in on Tahaka Bay.
That dude's a clown.
No.
As I feel, I feel like that's
He's an enemy of our people, for certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an antagonist. I like to think about it. You're an antagonist. He's not funny. Yeah, he's not funny at all.
Yeah. He's all that. He's all that in a sex offender.
I think I was totally disgusted by his. It's like he don't have no topics, so he just go and attack random. Lately, it's been like repetitive. It's been one of the Panthers, any of the Panthers. And then it was like Tariq. Then now it's been like Islam. I don't even know what he said today. You know, it's like God, man, this is what we're doing
today. I guess he's going in on the minister.
Yeah, it's all clickbait, like whatever it takes to draw the numbers in, and he ain't afraid to say it.
Yeah, he's straight up.
I honestly don't think it's just about the numbers. I think that's really his actual real life mission. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he admitted it. He said it is about the numbers.
And getting money for it. Getting mad money for it. If you're watching just like 10 minutes of his bullshit, you'll see somebody put up a sticker, Cash App or something across and be like $10, $50, $60. So I think it's about the money.
Yeah.
Versus nothing.
Well, it definitely, but it's orchestrated like that. Like, he got the team of trolls. This dude coincidentally starts his channel after catching a big case, while on probation. So, I mean, if you go through, some of the comrades pulled off his criminal record. There's no way that dude shouldn't be in jail. There's no way he shouldn't be in jail. There's no way he should not. So the coincidence that he starts his channel right after catching a case that should have put him in prison, and the only thing he does is go against every single black individual and organization that are doing real things.
Yeah.
And he was a registered sex offender when he started the channel. Like, this is all fact. This is all fact. Like, it's in black and white. You could, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's too much coincidences for us to realize that there's a counterintelligence program that is actually going on, and not to consider that he is part of that would be ignorant and detrimental on our part.
Yeah.
Facts. I was telling my brother Chase, I was like, check it out. I don't think I ever liked this cat. I like, this cat is straight motherfucking on an agenda. And I don't really know why. I just never really dug him. I was like, man, he's just one of those goofy types, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't like this. And then so as of recently, I think with the FBA thing, I watched it enough for like 3-4 days to know enough that I was like, oh God, you know, he clearly is antagonistic. I was like, but he never want to talk about his legal shit.
Never.
He always want to point out somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
He always want to drag them into the mud. He always want to clown on them for all their sexual proclivities. Like what he did with King JX, you know, shit like that. He thinks he's funny in like a slick way. You know, most people aren't really paying. They're not really paying attention because I don't understand why nobody's checked him on it. Like, what you think you what you are? Okay? Like, you think you're funny? Like, you think, what are you trying to do? You know, nobody's checked him on it like that. Like, I feel like I heard Tariq's show. I think it was Sunday, right? Where he was like, he told him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, you stop.
He said, when I give a nigga a warning, you better take it.
Yeah.
When I give a motherfucker a warning, you better take it.
Yeah, because he knows what it is. He'll clearly define the border shit.
Yeah.
But he'll clown everything else. You know what I mean?
And then when I was on the show, I was like, have you had Sabir Bey on? And he started clowning.
Yeah. It's like that. What's wrong with debating another educated individual that'll bring a book up and talk about it and show you exact pages? And I actually go into some definition. Yeah, you might not like the cat, But the cat's been around forever. Simple as that. You know what I mean? You might not like some of his views, but, you know, he'll say the same thing. They're both attack each other. I was yelling in the back the one day before Jesse had got on the panel. I was like, the only one that I listen to like that is a more would be severe. But that's because he gave me some serious free education. Okay? Free education for like 6 months. Just watching his show. That's all. That's it. I don't learn shit from watching Tahaka Bay.
So Tahaka Bay's master teacher who gave him his so-called credentials, even though he wasn't qualified to do so because he was already kicked out of the temple, the person who gave him his credentials, the reason why he was kicked out the temple was because he got caught with little boys.
Oh, my God.
This isn't me saying this. This is what the Moors have said. This is what people that are affiliated with that particular temple have said. So this ain't no cap. As much as I don't like dude, I couldn't make up stuff worse than who he really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst kind, too. Ugh.
So he's a fucking chomo?
Majorly. Oh, that's what it sounds like. That's the worst kind, man. Like, that's the worst kind. That's the worst kind. So he's just freely just moving around, talking on the fucking... He like fucking... Oh, my God. Lately, if you've been paying attention to what's been going on the Internet, these motherfuckers been wilding out, doing the most. They shouldn't even be having channels.
Right.
Like, whack 100. You shouldn't have channels. That motherfucker, too. You know, it's just like one thing after another. This is not a good look, you know what I mean? Because there's young black men growing up, and this is what they gotta look up to. Oh. Fucking weirdos. Not good.
Not good at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, Jay Dizzle, what are your thoughts on what's happening to us as people?
On what now?
The title of this show is What's Happening to Us as a People?
Well, I think what's happening is there's a orchestrated attack on us, mm-hmm. starting with our women and children, but also extending to our men. And this attack isn't just a physical attack that we can see by the way that the police, you know, and other race soldiers like that dude in Buffalo and whatnot, that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's also in education, it's in economics, and it's mm-hmm. definitely spiritual. And when I say spiritual, I don't mean in a religious way. I mean like the fact that the information, the perception, the narrative, the things that they put out there, the people who they put out there in front of us to act like they have that they're really trying to lead us or control us or influence us, who are their own puppets. So like mm-hmm. you see the same kind of thing on social media with the Tahaka Bay and some of these other clowns, but
yeah.
I'm saying like people who they'll put on that's like certified politicians or media representation that really can't stand on what's really progressive for our people. So they try to push us in certain things like agendas like LGBT, whatever your sexuality is, whatever, that's your business. But that is an agenda, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's a difference between that's just who you are or this is an agenda that you can't speak against, that we're going to push this to your babies and emasculate your men so they can't protect the women and make the women turn against the men and then confuse the children so the next generation will be lost in the dust. They don't do this kind of same stuff to their own people, right?
No.
So listen, I don't got nothing personally against Lizzo, but like the kind of things they have her doing, the kind of things that they'll promote as something to be acceptable to our women, they don't promote that to their own women and to their own people. Right?
No.
They only uplift the degraded behavior. Like, you don't get smoke if you're talking about selling drugs and all this in your music or what you're doing on the TV. They won't give you no smoke for that. But if you're talking about something that's progressive for your people, they'll slander you. They'll undermine you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So this is like an orchestrated attack. And the only way that we can get out of this is to be on code. We cannot allow other people to control our narrative. And
right.
we can't come under the mindset that everybody's going to all be in it. That's not going to happen. There's enough of us that can get busy. There's enough of us that's on code. There's enough of us that can hold it down. And there's going to be a purge, and that's what we did.
That's
right on, Dave.
I feel like now that we know with the running for office out here, we knew it was gonna be hard, but everybody said that there's not a lot of black people in Denver. That's a lie. We see them all the time. However, what we notice is that they're definitely not codified. Mm-hmm. Definitely on some bourgeoisie type shit.
Yep.
And also too, they're still in their programming. And they don't want to even listen or be open minded, you know. So I look at that like, well, we're gonna have to leave you behind.
Yep.
You're gonna have to leave you behind because we spent so much time trying to unify that when I come to the understanding that there's no such thing. We either some of us are speaking the same language and we're codified, for real codified, living, breathing, whatever, and we know what's happening, we're aware, and we're moving on the same alignment. We're just spread apart.
Right. And the thing is this, and here's another thing, I don't mean to cut you off, but, like, they're not going to show us our victories, right?
No.
They're not going to mainstream our victories, they're only going to mainstream our defeats. So in reality, it ain't like we're losing like they try to make it seem like we're losing. Really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like what you see on the TV and the media, what they try to portray, like anybody who really gets down in the community, you know that in every community, there's organizations, plural, and individuals, plural, who are working together. But that's not going to get the mainstream covers. That's why it's going to be our job to have programs like this that will highlight that. And we got to be careful not to always just saturate our platforms with what's wrong. Let's show what's right, because we do have a lot of things that we are doing right. We have a lot of progress that we are making, have been making, and the grassroots is responsible and holding it down for that. So they're not going to show us our victories. We have to show our victories. They're not going to show us their defeats. They're not going to show us when we defeated them in a particular agenda or a particular anything. But these things are happening. So like what they're showing isn't exactly the truth. We know that already, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be cognitive and responsible and diligent with making sure that we continue to broadcast our victories and gain momentum in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. That's nothing but truth.
Yeah, even sometimes I feel like some days, you know, everybody's working against us. Right now, what we're doing down here in Denver, me and Jesse, I feel like they're working against us, but at the same time, when I take myself out of it and I look at it through a stranger's eyes, with my black eyes, I look at it through a stranger's eyes, I see that there's pressure being applied.
Mm-hmm.
And the work we're doing is really effective.
Right.
It's effective when they're stealing it.
Yeah, you know it's effective when they're doing it.
Exactly.
That's why I can't wait for the debate, Jay Dizzle. I'm going to eat these fools alive. They ain't got no credibility. They ain't got no respect. They just got money. That's it. And money you can't respect and credibility with.
Nope. And the people, that's the thing now, is that the people out in the cities are making real, real serious calls. They're making real serious demands. And the people are paying attention. The people are listening.
Right.
You don't give a fuck about how much money you got or whether you're gay before your blackness or any of the other shit. You ain't nothing to fuck about that. They want to know, are you going to end this shit right now that we're going through? Are you going to take care of us? Are you, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Right now, you know, we having a B1 agenda is probably the right thing to do, ultimately. But in a mm-hmm. city like ours, they want to demean it. They want to degrade it. They want to shut all our shit down. Like, remember, we had good momentum like a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and then everything just shut us down, like shut us down on our Facebook, our platform, anything we were doing, just shut us down. And we said, fuck it, what were we doing before the internet?
Right.
You know, we're out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't take us out the street. I mean, you really can't take us out the street. We wouldn't allow it.
Nope.
So good luck with that.
And the fact that they go through all of that to shut us down and to shadow ban us and to make sure our message don't get out there, let you know right there that it's a threat and it's a serious threat. Yeah. They put billions of dollars into controlling the narrative so that we can't gain traction.
We could
change that. We could still combat that. But just that alone lets you know just how powerful it is that they have to go through all these resources, all these algorithms, all this technology that they have to use to make sure that we don't gain them or try to suppress us from gaining that momentum.
Yeah.
Yep.
They don't do that to nobody else.
No, they don't do that to nobody else.
No, just us. You know, and if they know ultimately that the black man, the black woman, the more educated, the more threatening, you know, that is a factor. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll shut that down. They'll always try to shut that down.
That's why this whole law is passed. People can read and write and be killed for reading a damn book. We're the only people, FBA is the only people that have ever had laws passed to keep us from reading and writing.
Right.
They deliberately went out of their way to keep us from reading and writing. They wanted to keep us illiterate and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like, too, I mean, like, yeah, man, like, it's 2023, you know, and we've seen this agenda, you know, with the LGBTQ plus whatever, but we see their agenda, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been paying attention. I was just watching, paying attention, just being more alert. And I've seen that the gay men, the gay transsexual men, or whatever it is, they don't have no problems, no qualms admitting that they go intentionally after monogamous, heterosexual, regular black men. They don't care what is going on, if that man had a woman or not. I watched one of the most disturbing ass rap videos. I don't even call it rap because I don't remember rap being gay. You know what
right.
I mean? But we'll say it had some rap type dealings with it. It was two gay rappers, whatever. And what they're talking about, they're using words that, you know, women like Megan Thee Stallion, motherfucking
Cardi B,
like, you know, like real, like, you know, words that women use when they refer to themselves. You know what I mean? They're being ratchet. They use those kind of words to describe them. You know what I mean? Like the man, I can't even say it. Yeah, it's trying to be a lady. He's clearly saying what he gonna do. And what he like is, if you closed your eyes, you would have thought it was a bitch saying it. But no, it was a gay dude. It was a gay man, a gay black man at that, saying all this nasty ratchet shit. And the video showing, it starts off with a straight black couple going to bed, straight black couple, man and a woman. You know what I mean? And like 2 seconds into it, that man is no longer a straight black man. He is now full-blown turnt. I was like, man,
right.
This is real for real. And it seems like they don't have a problem. They don't have a problem creeping up on and I'll say this from a woman's perspective, especially a black woman's perspective. I'll say this. Not a problem creeping up on a black woman's man, feeling the audacity to throw it in their face.
Well, they let you know right there what the agenda is. They think a straight black family that they turned into something else. Like, you can't be more clear than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the fact that with the sexualization, a lot of it is aimed towards children now. So
Seizing
that. Like, white supremacy don't have no problem attacking children. That's their favorite thing.
No.
So they understand that's how you get the next generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did this. That's how they do it. Indoctrinate the children, then you ain't got to really worry about the generations after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to produce what you made them to do.
Yeah, it'd be Z now.
It'd be Z that probably really, really pushed this shit off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Generation Z, the last, like, millennials and then Z, right?
Yep.
It would be like, push this agenda off the fucking cliff.
Mm-hmm.
the
same agenda wrote about in 1973 in the Gay Manifesto. Everything's gonna do.
I feel like as a woman, as a regular woman, a real woman, I feel like that whole conversation I just said was very difficult to get out because I just felt awkward, dirty, and just like, I can't believe I'm saying it. It's you can't get it out. You know what I mean? I just can't. And the fact that we got men that wear dresses and put themselves in makeup and shit and then wanna demean us and disrespect us and shit. And then we're the assholes, real women, actual regular women, are the assholes for calling it out and saying, oh, hell nah. And you know, what the fuck? What do you think? You're a man.
We need more real women calling this out.
I've been here for like a year and look how much trouble I got into for it. And I just, it didn't stop me. It stopped me because I was just like, you're disrespecting the whole thing about being a woman. I'm not talking about no feminist shit. I'm just talking about the essence of being a woman. You hear me? You're disrespecting. You're putting just because you're a man, don't think that because you put makeup on that you don't look hard in the face. You know what I mean? You can't shrink your hands, your feet. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't
have a baby.
You
hell
can't have
no
fucking baby.
Oh, tell them about that.
They're
trying to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I guess they doing it, but they're doing that. Men can all of a sudden produce milk. It's just fucking disgusting. But then this is like, why would you do it? Like, why would you do it? Why would anybody do this whole surgery alone? I watched from a woman to turn into a man, you know, create a whole swiller for themselves and shit. That's a lot of surgery, and you just all fucked up after that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
This is not gonna work like a natural man, like a regular man.
Right.
You're a regular man.
Right.
You didn't have nothing installed.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
Your shit ain't gonna work like nature made it work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a regular.
Well, how you gonna tell me that this isn't a mental confusion and a mental deficiency? If okay, you're gay and all this, but why are you going towards, like, if you're a gay dude, why do you want a dude that acts like a female? If you're a gay sister, why do you want a sister that acts like a dude? Like that shows you the confusion right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, naturally, you know what you're supposed to be attracted to, but you're just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going against nature. That's
why nature.
I call it a death style. It's not a lifestyle. It's a death style. Ain't no life coming from that.
Yeah, that's not only that, but you're going against your own nature, your own natural nature. Like, let's say hypothetically, we didn't have no internet. We didn't have nothing. We out roaming the world. Women are going to feel a natural, I'm going to feel a natural attraction to what I would see visually as a regular man. I'm going to perceive that's a man. I'm going to feel some sort of attraction to it. I'm going to try to pull that energy towards me. Bam, done. I'm not going against my nature. I'm going with my nature. A man goes to the same when it's that time. He's got that nature, that instinct is going to search for what's natural, which would be a woman. Regardless, he's going to go to the essence of a woman.
And the weaponization of it is in the fact that, I don't hate you because your sexuality is different, but I don't hate you. I don't think that you should be killed. I'm not one of those. But when you identify with your sexuality before who you are, when you push an agenda and you call yourself an activism just to make normalization of that as if that's going to stop you, I mean, because you're still black. Like, the police ain't going to pull you. I mean, just because that's accepted, that don't mean that's going to protect you from the injustice that we all have, that we all suffer collectively. You know what I'm saying? So you're looking at a half a percent that you want to save from, and then let's keep it real. Are they being persecuted for real?
No. No.
Are gay people being attacked? Are they being discriminated in the bank? Are they being followed around in the store? Are they being shot down by the police? Are they being denied loans? Are they being denied jobs? Is there really a struggle? So what they do is they put the black face, they put the black face as a mascot in front of their thing because they know that disproportionately we don't really go for that. But they use us as the mascot because they couldn't qualify it or justify it as a civil rights situation if it was just what they really are, which is a bunch of well-off white people that just want, you know what I'm saying? So they put our face in there. Now they justify it as a civil rights movement. And now as such, because of that 1964 act that they got accepted into, now they could actually make, they could actually influence things like the reparation conversation. And this is why we've seen that Fugazi that we saw at that Senate hearing when they were talking about, oh, they had these gay guys coming up talking about we don't need reparations. They had gay tethers that ain't even American, Puerto Ricans, saying, saying that, no, they don't need, we don't need reparations. We just need some education. You know what I'm saying?
So
they snuck into that shit, and now they get to influence things that we fought for and died for.
Yeah.
Yep. They hijacked us.
Yep.
And leapfrogged over. And what is really bad about it is that you put your sexuality over your race, knowing that we're living in a system of race and white supremacy, you're automatically the fucking enemy. You know what I mean? You're automatically on that train. You're with them, you know? And you're a supremacist, regardless, you're a supremacist. Because you put something else above important things. You know what I mean? And that is for the fighting race and white supremacy. That's all. But you put your sexuality, you put your some of your weird fetishes, yep, whatever, ahead of being black. You know what I mean? Why?
Like, look at it like this. Like, okay, so you want to go to your job
we're down to our last 7 minutes. So, we'll start making our closing statements.
You want to go first? All right. Thank you for listening to Shibaka's Black Spirit. I'm Lady Che, otherwise known as Sex Doll. Join us for Frontline. Oh, actually, I'm going to pause. Let's back that up. Jesse got an interview tomorrow.
With Sincere Love to God.
On YouTube.
On YouTube and Spotify.
Yeah, what time of it?
At 7 Mountain Standard.
So, everybody tap into that. That's going to explain the B1 agenda here in Denver. For the what we're doing over here in Denver, Colorado, and that's really good. It's really good. Also, Frontline Black News Saturday at 10.
We would love to have you on there, Jay.
Yes, you come on anytime you want. And I'm gonna do the Revolutionary Agenda probably tomorrow or Thursday. I'm gonna do the Revolutionary Agenda probably Thursday because we're gonna get Jesse ready for his interview. Make sure he's like on point. It's just, you know, like proper shit we gotta do. So tap in, everybody tap in. Also, you know, look out for your women. Your women. I shouldn't even have to say black women because you should just know. Look out for your women. Ladies, please take care of your dudes. They're in danger. Y'all are in danger right now. You know, majorly. You're in danger from all sorts. So please look out for them. And protect your children. Please. Fucking protect your children. Stay black. Stay dangerous. Black power.
Black power. All right, Jay Dizzle. Tell them where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on YouTube at Liberation Minded Media. I would love to have a bill with some of y'all on there to help promote it. I want to say shout out to Shibaka Sankare, somebody who I've built for years. Much respect to the OG. Much respect to you guys and your audience. I'm glad I was able to pull up. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing the line, y'all. Keep it consistent. Keep pushing the line. Keep giving them that raw uncut. And as far as your political endeavors, we need grassroots people running for local offices. So, like, make sure that y'all support that. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a true clean agenda, make sure you know what I'm saying, you polish yourself up, get the support, and get out there and run. And let's go ahead and fill up these local. I believe in local politics as a way that we can leverage our power and influence. So much respect and much luck in that endeavor as well.
Yeah,
thank you, Jay.
Appreciate you. Did you have anything else, or was that it?
Nah, thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite. Make sure you get at me on your next thing that you have.
Oh, yeah. Send you a StreamYard invite.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sister. Black Power, y'all.
All right, Black Power. Yeah, so we're at the end of the show, Black Family, so I'm going to close this out. Make sure you check us out next Tuesday for a brand new episode of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Hopefully Chewbacca will be on that show as well. It's good to have the black cat back in the building.
Yeah.
And always rest in peace to Mad Dr. D.
Mm-hmm.
He was the reason for this program and why it has lasted so long. So the air date of this show was 10/4/2022. And make sure you check us out on our platforms, Frontline Black News, The Revolutionary Agenda. Make sure you like Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced on Twitter, Chewbacca EXP. Also check us out on Twitter, Jesse Parrish with the 280, and I don't remember Lady Chase, but you can find us, family. We're definitely on all the platforms just about, so we're at war, Black Family. It's 9 areas of war that we're in. That is economics, entertainment, education, labor,
love,
politics, sex, war, and religion.
War and religion.
And we have to replace the system. The system has to go, Black family. It's up to us. It's not going to change itself. So we got to do away with this whole system of racism, white supremacy, and replace it with a system of justice, which guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. And as we have displayed tonight, we need the help. It ain't no damn handout. It's a debt that's owed, and it's time to collect. So they stole us, they sold us, they owe us.
Yeah.
Shout out to Linus Crown.
Shout out to Linus Crown.
And all the new black media, and which includes us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, peace, love, light, and black empowerment. We're going to go out with, we're going to send a big shout out to Chewbacca as well.
Safe travels.
Safe travels for the black cat.
Yep.
And we're going to go out with black tonight. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment.
About right. No, that sound about right. Yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie.
Oh yeah, make sure you check out Paris Vermeer on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
And check out the website, donate to the campaign.
Yeah, official flc.wixsite.com / Jesse for Denver
2023. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound about right. No, that sound about right. No, you ain't never said a lie, you ain't told a lie. Yeah, everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken, but sorry, it's the black bean. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they got to me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. We were buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a black thing. Black shots till she knock me. I be going new shit so they copy. Did the debauchery. Go ahead then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Right now it's time aside though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now.
Up in the west,
Bubba Dog Pound and Jigga.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said
shit.
Rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black by me. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black on, black nigga, I'm back on, back on track. My shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing.
Yeah,
right bleed, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Strap your own creep, black F. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Up in the west,
Bubba Dog Pound and Jigga.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.